Where we've seen the difficulties have been in places where either there's been a lot of new housing, new tract housing by homeowners that have been built that people were trying to sell pretty quickly, or in lower income neighborhoods where people have been trying to squeeze into housing and get into homeownership perhaps for that first time.
What does this mean then for people who are looking to buy homes in the near future in LA, in South LA? I mean, will it be beneficial for them?
It'll be a mixed bag. So, you know, it's expensive. Housing is very expensive in California. This is not going to change that. It's less expensive in South LA. But over the last 4 or 5 years, South LA has seen some of the largest rates of house price appreciation. So it's become relatively less expensive there.
So then about Project Lifeline, will it be a solution? Is it a solution, or is it just kind of something to kickstart the economy?
You know, the mortgage crisis is a much broader issue that encompasses a lot of Wall Street players as well. And, you know, my reading of the proposal, and I've just had a cursory glance of it, would suggest that this is really a distress saving mechanism for a number of households. So there's some debate as to how many households would actually benefit by this. And also, the benefits are going to go not just targeted to places where we've seen lots of foreclosures, but it could span a lot of other places as well.
How closely is this foreclosure crisis tied to a national recession? Are they related to each other at all?
There's a lot of debate about that. They almost certainly are linked in some to some extent. You know, we've done some research here at USC in the Lusk Center where we've tried to link household spending to rises or changes in house prices. And what we found is that there is a definite link. And as house prices go up, people are willing to spend more of that wealth. And as they fall, we would expect there to be a contraction in that spending. And so it certainly contributes to weakness because so much of the economy is driven by consumer spending. That's part of why the stimulus was targeted to consumer spending. Is it the sole cause for a recession? Hard to say.
Right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add about LA or about the housing market in general?
Well, you know, all housing is local. All real estate is local more generally. So it's dangerous to draw general conclusions about a whole marketplace. The realities in Venice or in Santa Monica, in Playa Vista or in Culver City are going to be different than the realities in Covina or Ontario or Riverside. And even South LA. I mean, even within South LA, I think you'll find pockets of strength and pockets of weakness.
Professor Bostic, I thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Good to talk with you.